Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great Halloween. Welcome back into Vikings Connected. This is Ben Lieber. My name's Erin Newberg. We have a great guest this week. It's Dan Katz, Big Cat, from Barstool Sports.
Let's get into your teams. You're now known as the company mush because your teams have sucked. Mm-hmm. And I was pulling for your Chicago Cubs.
Hold on. Getting to the NLCS does not suck. I will say this. Last week we had technical difficulties. That's why I wasn't on. I'm happy that happened because if we had filmed it on Tuesday, I would have told you that the Cubs were going to come back and win the series in six games. Instead, they got swept. So we saved the embarrassment there, even though I just said it right now. But yeah, it was tough in Chicago for the Cubs to bow out not so gracefully. But we're on to the Bears, we're on to the Hawks and the Bulls.
So we had a big win last Sunday over the Lions, and then the Lions are having a little trouble right now. So what do you think about their future?
Well, the Lions are. I'm sorry, my dog. Hold on.
He wants to be a part of the show. Yeah.
I swear to God, she only barks when I'm doing stuff.
Let her be part of the show. Put her on your lap.
She's the worst.
Okay, great.
Yeah, the Lions are just a really bad coach team. I think it comes down to that. I mean, it's harsh to say. Matthew Stafford's lost. He's totally regressed. Their offensive line is a mess, so it gives them no time. And they are the worst team in the NFC North.
Well, you know, it's hard to, like, put everything on Stafford, and I get that he's the quarterback, but he's getting annihilated out there. Mm-hmm. But his lack of production now brings in Jim Bob Cooter as their offensive coordinator. I mean, can you really win with an offensive coordinator named Jim Bob Cooter?
I think you can win big with a guy named Jim Bob Cooter. But yeah, I make a joke that Jim Caldwell, I mean, half the time I don't know if he's alive. And he just kind of stands there with a blank stare on his face, wondering what's going on as the Lions just continue to lose. I don't see them winning more than two or three more games.
Yeah, now let's jump to the top of the division. The Green Bay Packers, we hate talking about them, but they are 6-0, and now they go to Denver. Now, Denver's tough. Everybody wants to talk about the matchup between Peyton and Aaron Rodgers, but in your estimation, who wins, the Denver Broncos defense or Aaron Rodgers?
That's the big question, because I don't think, if you've watched the Broncos at all this year, Peyton Manning is not Peyton Manning anymore. I think that Aaron Rodgers will find a way to win that game. It pains me to say, but he is playing at a very, very high level, and I don't think the Broncos offense will give them a lot of help.
Well, I was kind of hoping you'd say they lose.
Yeah,
and then I was thinking, well, then they have to go down to Carolina, who's also hot with a great defense, and I was hoping that they'd be 0-2 these next two games.
I guess it would be possible. Now, are you saying this because you think the Vikings would then catch them? Because, like you said, we got to get to the Vikings-Bears game, and the Vikings aren't winning this Sunday. So I don't know if that would... Even if the Packers lose against the Broncos and the Panthers, it's not going to really help the Vikings' case going for first in the NFC North.
So let's get to the big game.
I'll actually be in Lexington, Kentucky for the Breeders' Cup, but I'm going to hightail it back so I make it back for the game. And I will be at Soldier Field. I think I'm going to meet up with some of you guys. And it will be a good game. I'm excited. I do think the Bears coming off a bye week, which was relatively good bye week. We had a little issue with our defensive linemen getting in a fight with our GM. The police are called. But who doesn't have that? They're a good coach team. They have a lack of talent on both sides of the ball, but the coaching staff is good, and I think they'll put them in a good place to hopefully win the game on Sunday. And I do think at home, off a bye week with a good coaching staff, I like the Bears this week.
Okay, so what you're telling me is you just kind of semi-trashed your own team.
Yeah.
Defensive line issues. You get rid of Jared Allen. You ship him off. He gets a couple sacks this last week for Carolina. Your offensive line's spotty, kind of like ours. Your wide receiver core is just now getting healthy, but yet you still say confidently that you guys are going to win pretty easy.
Yeah, and the bikes are looking good right now.
Does it sound that stupid when it comes out of my mouth? That did sound stupid. I think the defense is going to be a problem, but I think the way that the Vikings play. Now, I will say Stephon Diggs is unbelievable. I'm sure you guys have talked about him a lot. But the problem with the Bears is their secondary is still weak, and when you try to go deep on them, they can be had. But I don't see the Vikings as – they don't chuck it all over the yard, and I don't think that they're a team that's going to be throwing deep all day. But I still think that the Bears can keep it close. And Mr. Fourth Quarter, Jay Cutler, will come through in the end.
All right, so last question. What's new for you guys at Barstool?
Well, we did do the NLCS bus tour. So we went from Chicago to New York and then back to Chicago on an RV. It took probably a year and a half out of my life. So we are now recovering from that. But we did a bunch of videos from that, and it's good content. It's a pretty funny time, except for the Cubs getting swept.
Always appreciate your time. Go to barstoolsports.com to check you guys out. And thank you, man.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend. You're going to need it.
Yeah.
Worst of luck.